Yeah.
Okay, we're ready.
Call the order?
So, yeah, I guess you would.
Okay, yeah. So I'll call a meeting in order. To order, I apologize for being a few minutes late coming in and doing a roll call. 12:05.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hill.
Here.
And Ms. Arnold.
And I'm here too.
And Mr. Smuckler is absent.
And we'll ask for public comment. Don't see any. So we'll pass it, go to the first order of business, approve the minutes of October 12th. I guess can we combine one and two, approve both sets of minutes?
Sure.
From October 12th and November 3rd.
I think that makes sense.
Okay. So all in favor?
Oh, yeah. Aye.
And abstain, opposed. Motion passes on
2-0.
One and two of our executive planning business, items one and two. And item three, review of the main draft agenda.
Right. Okay. I'll move through that. So, we have elections. Again, as first order of business, and so for the chair and the vice chair, and then we need a new South Central Coast Basin representative, so, and an alternate for that. So we'll need to make a decision on that.
Mm-hmm.
The items 1 through 4, B1 through 4, are kind of standard, as is number 5. We have item number 6, which is implementation of the fiscal year 16-17 emission reduction incentive program. That's our standard kind of re-up for the new year to reappropriate dollars for projects that have been on the list for a while. My contract extension is on there, and Ray, do you want to?
Yeah.
I shouldn't be doing this. You should be. Ooh.
You're the vice chair, so you would when the chair is absent, you are the the automatic designee.
Like, oh. Okay,
he's just eye candy.
Yeah.
Based on the board's direction, I'm supposed to bring back his contract, as you recall.
Right.
The board directed that Mr. Allen's contract would be extended 1 year. We understand he's retiring at the end of the year. When we looked at that, 1 year would actually put it into January.
February 1st,
and actually Larry's retiring December 31st. So it's actually a shorter contract than before. So I've revised it. And included, well, this draft issue, and we included a provision that provides, here's your, for you, as to the severance provision, reduces it the way the board directed. In other words, it could never be longer than the remaining months on the contract.
Right.
It's not going to be 6 months, so that's reflected in page 2 under severance pay. And then the date of the contract is actually a month shorter. I'll explain that in the full board. So it should, I'm thinking it should just be on the consent calendar as they've already acted, but it has to be done publicly.
Right.
And then we'll have a separate item, which we'll get to talk about a recruitment process when we get down there, I'll bring up that as well. Okay. So any questions on that? I think it's pretty clean.
Yeah.
Yep. Looks like what the board.
So in the BIM, can we say that the executive committee recommended forwarding this to the board for approval? Okay. Sure.
Do you need a motion or anything?
You don't need a motion.
No. You can just state.
So recommended.
Okay. Great. Okay, and then we have been designated, approved for a grant from EPA. I think I mentioned this to the board in one of my APCO's reports to build a mobile monitoring station that can be used out in the South County primarily, to look at particulate concentrations out there. And so we haven't received the funding from ARB yet. As a matter of fact, the way that it's going to work is we have to actually spend the money out of our existing budget and then invoice them for the total cost, and then they will reimburse us that amount. And so this is on there. And it, we probably should have it, I'll have to look at how we have it worded right now. I should probably say accept grant funding of up to $110,000, because we don't know the exact cost of it. We actually think that might exceed that a little bit, but anyhow, that is basically asking the board for approval to accept the funding once it once we complete the project and bring it in. So, and then the conflict of interest code, Alyssa, that's because we added a position?
Well, we had originally added a position, and when we modified the positions list, there was the APCD division manager position was inadvertently omitted.
Oh.
So we need to do a formal modification to the code just to add that position back in.
That's the primary reporting one for our agency. That's kind of funny. Okay. So that's just a minor amendment. And then the background check, we have to redo that for...
Yeah, the resolution was not in the format that the Department of Justice wanted, but they didn't provide an example prior to us bringing this item originally to the board, so we have to bring it back for in the resolution format that they
want. So that's a minor item as well there. Okay. Then going down to board business... we're scheduled to have a joint presentation by the three agencies on the, you know, status of the implementing the consent decree and the rule. I have not received formal confirmation from State Parks on that yet, so I'm still working on trying to get that. They've been fairly busy up there, but I'm hopeful that that will stay on the agenda. And then we thought that we would bring a spotlight on district operations on our asbestos program and how it works, you know, and what the risks and hazards are and so forth, and how our people deal with it. And also, we're looking at a special presentation on the use of biochar in ag operations in our county. So we've asked folks from Sonoma County if they can be available. We haven't received confirmation, so that one is still not finalized. And what we forgot to put on here, and Ray reminded me of this morning, is the recruitment process for the APCO. So Ray's going to need some direction from you on moving forward with that. And so there'll be a staff report, and Ray will give a presentation on that.
And basically my idea is to give the board options how you want to proceed. I did talk to Tammy Douglas-Schatz about it. HR has declined to handle the recruitment for us.
Why?
Well, she said because they're overcommitted right now and they have some major projects next year. I said, what if I came crawling on my belly like a reptile with money in my mouth? Would Ben take it? And she said, no, it's not about the money. HR has, you know, we've just got a lot of work on our plate. And I said, well, you realize, I'm not trying to pressure you here, Tammy, but you realize that, you know, we have some board members, we have, you know, five supervisors are on our board, and there was actually a request that I reach out to you. She said, I understand. Talk to Mr. Buckshy about it and run it by him. So I don't know if they just think it's controversial. I'm not sure. And if they change their mind, I'm going to call her again before our upcoming board meeting, since it's after the first. Meanwhile, we've cast around and found three or four recruiting firms that do this sort of thing, including the one that just handled the recruitment for Santa Barbara County. And my estimate of cost, if we go with an outside recruiting firm, is about $27,000 to fill this position. There's probably a great advantage in using one of the companies that has done an APCO recruitment recently, because they probably have a list of candidates that they've already vetted and gone through. So I'm going to be doing that before I prepare the staff report, and I'll bring all these options back to the full board for direction.
Okay.
Well, I'm disappointed that the county didn't want to help, only because I always view APCD as a separate but kind of almost like a subcontractor. You do work to keep the county in compliance, mm-hmm. and you're kind of an extension in that way.
Well, we have a contract with HR for their services, mm-hmm. so we retain. They are our HR agent.
So when you guys go to look for other people,
they conduct our recruitments for us.
Then no.
Don't know.
And it's not inappropriate for us as supervisors to go ask about that, right?
Mm-mm. You can ask.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I haven't talked to. I mean,
no. Ray warned them that might result from the decline.
I wasn't impressed with Kenny. Believe me, I like Kenny. We have a great relationship. Yeah, and it's just, I said, okay.
But if there's no reason, I mean, if they said reason,
right.
there's no real.
Well, the reason was they're overbooked at the moment. So and it is a pretty big job, you know, to go out and do that because they do a national search. I was surprised myself, but, you know, they have to handle their own workload however they see fit. There are firms out there that do this on a regular basis. And
mm-hmm. We tried that one.
I know. You said you weren't very satisfied with the last time you went through a recruit.
Well, the one where they lost, the lady got let go after she lost everything. And, I mean, it was just not. Yeah. It was a head-hunting.
We can talk to Dan Buckshine on Monday and see what he wants to, obviously he talked to Tammy as well, so we'll ask him for a little clarification. But I mean, you know, it is true that there's a lot of labor stuff that they're involved in mm-hmm. right now with all of
right.
our, so I mean, I'm sure she didn't. I don't think it was we don't want to handle a controversial recruitment position.
I imagine that.
I don't think Tammy's pretty, no, she doesn't, she's pretty non, that's not a,
This isn't controversial.
And I
no, it's just a hiring, it's a recruitment.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you know, together.
We'll see if we can get any more information next week.
Yeah.
But I tried everything I could. I mean, it was, you know, I didn't want to, you know, lean on her too hard. I said, okay, all right, let me discuss it with the board.
Okay.
And, so if you're going to reach out to her, that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
If you could let me know when you do that. Then I'll time my next phone call to her after I think that's what happened.
Okay.
Or maybe let me know if she says if she changes her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll make my day. So.
All right. We can do that.
So that's all I have on that. But okay. I planned on bringing that back to you for direction, and it's going to take us, you know, 4 or 6 months probably to really recruit and advertise and. But, we want to get it going as soon as we can.
So this item will be C4.
And that'll be, and I'll present it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we can move it up on the agenda if we.
What about that gal that works at the Santa Barbara Air District?
Erin?
Who just so happens to live in our county.
She could apply.
What's the chances of stealing her? it's a lot of time.
It's problematic for her in that she's only been there 1 year.
Right.
And she would not want the word to get out to her board that she's even thinking about.
Right.
But I have a feeling if the board were to somehow want to reach out to her, maybe it's a way to do it. So that's maybe one of these things to discuss as well.
Okay.
But I don't think publicly. I think I don't want to jeopardize.
Sure. No.
Yeah. She's been doing a really good job.
Yeah, she's a great girl. I think it should come up when we discuss this at the full board in terms of like reaching out to certain people. I mean, is that okay to bring it up? Just because the board members say something like that doesn't mean that Aaron's in any way.
I think that's a good point. If it came up,
Because if she were still in the role that she had been, wouldn't she be somebody who would be talking to anyway as the number?
She would certainly. If she were still the planning manager, there's no doubt that she would apply for the position.
And internally, is Gary interested too? Is that right?
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. I'm absolutely sure he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there may not, depending on how many can, I mean.
That's an option, right? If the board looked in-house or... whatever, that's an option to going out to.
That's an option.
Mm-hmm. That's probably acceptable, right?
I would think the way to do that would be maybe to delegate it back to the executive committee then to kind of oversee it on that level, if you're thinking internally, so that we're not getting too public about it.
Mm-hmm.
The names and things
like that. Right, right.
But yeah, that is an option. So what I was going to bring to
you... Is there not a requirement to conduct a recruitment? You can just make an appointment.
No, we've done that in the county on occasion too. I mean, it's really up to the
you're right. Board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did that with county council.
You did it with the CAO.
We did that with the CAO. Well, yeah, we did it with the CAO actually. We only did it internally.
But
we
wasn't an interim appointment type thing? It wasn't a permanent hire?
No, it was. We did that both with the CAO and the county council. So Dan had been number two. To Jim Grant, and there were two people internally that Jim thought were both qualified. The other one was Jeff Hamm. So we interviewed them both, and we went with Dan,
right.
And then with County Council, Warren was very clear that he thought Rita was ready, and that was his recommendation to the board, and the board felt we like Rita, so
okay.
I don't think there isn't. If it depends on the board, and I guess someone like, if Gary's
right.
interested in that, I mean, you can do an interview. He could do an interview with whatever we put together, like if there's a group of a subcommittee, and...
Or do you use the executive committee?
Executive committee, maybe add somebody to it, and then...
Yeah.
It'd be great if we didn't spend all that money because we already had somebody that everybody liked who was internally ready.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a bad idea.
That might be,
but I don't know what the...
It seems like the board might want to have a closed session discussion on that topic rather than an open session discussion. Because that seems to me like kind of...
I think that's right.
Kind of going a little too far in the public realm. I'm not sure, but I mean, I would think that you would want to vet.
Personality.
Yeah, and especially if you're talking about someone who's an active staff person and you're actually sitting there discussing. Some
right.
people are saying, no, I don't think I'd want him, or, you don't.
No.
I just think that that's not a good thing to do.
Is that something we could do, have a closed session about this on that issue in particular?
I think we could. How did you
just
do
engage
with,
the,
with Rita Neal? Was that done in closed session? When Warren came to you?
It was done in closed session, but
so
it's always easier with five people than 12.
Yeah, so closed session item under the appointment of a public official.
Probably this discussion should be a closed session discussion.
It's always been, since I've used that before I came back, like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think just for fairness and you wouldn't want to dangle that out in front of Gary and then not. And
no.
Then you don't want to get Erin or her board thinking that she's going
right.
to flee back if just because we said something.
Right.
I mean, she may have zero interest for all
right.
you know. But I mean, so yeah, I think closed session is a much better discussion. Because depending on what the board thinks, I mean, there may be it might be a better route to...
That's why I think you need a closed session discussion. But do you want to...
Or even sometimes in companies, you open it up internally to anyone who wants to apply internally
right.
sure.
first.
Sure.
And then you kind of go over that. And if that doesn't work out, then you go
right.
to...
Yeah, I mean, there would only be
right.
one applicant internally,
okay.
as far as I know. So I'm wondering how it seems kind of early to be discussing that at this board meeting. If you're thinking internal, I'm wondering when we should have, but should we even have this item on the agenda?
I did tell
we need to start, though, because if it doesn't happen, or what if people say, no, we don't think so, then we're still back to our several months of...
Right.
Yeah, I think Debbie's right. It's better to prepare for a potentially longer search in the event that that's what the board wants, and depending on the applicant pool. I mean, we may say, first step, why don't we talk internal? Because that's not going to cost us anything to
Okay.
To offer it internally. Gary's the obvious one because he's the next in command, and he's interested. That may be something where the board wants to say, okay, let's have this. Let's have the committee talk to him and see what his vision of things is and how he would work with you in terms of the last year of getting ready. I don't know.
So maybe one thing that I would suggest here then would be that maybe we take the open session item off the agenda and we just have a closed session item so you can get the feeling from the board, because that way we can put it back on in March. It's only going to, you know, I'm retiring in December. That's plenty of time to conduct a recruitment and so forth. So I would suggest that we then
discussion.
And how how would we do we characterize that as a closed session?
Appointment of public employee, I think. I can come up with a language.
Yeah, it's a personnel issue.
You can just call it a closed session discussion because
the
rest of the board will say, no, we believe in a competitive process. I mean, I don't know. We're just sitting here talking it over.
That gives us a sense of where we're heading.
Yeah.
If everybody wants, if a majority of the board wants to go for a complete recruitment, then that's where we're going to go.
I think you're right. I think I can come up with some language for a closed session. It'll be under 54957.
Maybe it should just be personnel issue or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And these are our options. We could start out with an internal exploration of who might want the job, and or it would go for recruitment, or take one at a time or whatever, and just get a feel for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll take that off and we'll put a closed session item on.
Well, then that will also give us a little more time to work with Tammy maybe. Without embarrassing her in front of a board meeting or something.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Close it.
All right.
On March.
No, this meeting.
And then we close session discussion, we'll call it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No action.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'll come up with a direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we won't revisit Tammy until after the 25th when we have this discussion.
We won't want
to go to Tammy until after.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes it cleaner.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, so you don't want to even talk to her before the 25th?
No.
To have our own.
There's no reason to. We're not having a discussion with the board on it.
We have
to
pull recruitment.
Right. We don't need to do it.
Then I told her I was going to get back to her before our meeting, at least let her know.
We'll let her know what the direction is right now.
So that's what I'm going to tell her. I'm going to go in close session. We're going to have a discussion about all the options.
We want to go all the options. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We may be getting back to you.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
Yep. Perfect. All right.
Okay.
That's easy.
Okay. And I think that's
so
it.
Any other items that we forgot or need to discuss? So then I will entertain motion to adjourn.
Glad to join you.
Well, we're probably all in favor of that.
Thank you.
Okay.
So.